Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without any further ado, let's talk to Tony Delk, SEC Network basketball analyst, Kentucky Wildcats legend, 10-year NBA vet. Tony, what's going on? Thanks for joining Taz and Roost with AB. It's basically AB and Taz joining. What's going on, buddy?
AD and Taz, thanks for having me on, man. Just up early in the morning, watching some highlights, getting ready for those some more exciting games that will be coming our way tomorrow.
It's been great, man, right? You know, so I got to ask you right out of the box, Tony. I'm curious about this whole Syracuse-Duke matchup. You know, can the Orange do the unthinkable? I mean, they beat the Spartans. Can they stun Duke?
No, I don't think so.
I
think it sounds good, like I said. You know, it's like the, you know, the build-up to a really good move, and then it's a letdown. I think Syracuse has played exceptional, you know, just that zone. And, you know, I look at what Michigan State did. I'm like, you get 29 offensive rebounds, and there's almost like no way you could possibly lose that game.
Right.
But, you know, the game plan of what that zone does is forces you to take a lot of outside shots. Then you have to, if your guards are not making them, then it really becomes even more difficult. And, you know, they can really stretch it out because they have long athletic guys. And he's always had a front line of 6'8", 6'9" guys, and then he always has Coach Boeheim always have a rim protector. So it's a tough defense to prepare for because mostly everyone is playing like, you know, the man to man. And when you see Syracuse, you know, although you can't really simulate it with your players,
right,
it's their primary zone, and they've become really, really good at it over the years.
But Duke just saw it and handled it, so I think that's obviously a huge advantage coming back
out
this time,
that
right?
It really does help out. Yeah, I think that makes the – you know, when I think that makes the biggest difference when you've already faced it, you've seen it, you know, for years. You know, sometimes when people go against the zone, you know, you haven't seen a zone quite like Syracuse. And having played against, you know, Coach K always does excellent against teams that he's already beaten early in the season.
Tony, is Duke or Nova or maybe somebody else the best team out of the 16 left?
I think when I look at the teams, Duke has played really well, you know, knocking down shots from outside. They have probably the best big men on the inside with Carter and Bagley. And, you know, those guys, you know, they play well as a tandem. And Villanova, I mean, when you think about just like guard play, Miles and Jalen Brunson, they have shooters, well coached, and their season. You know, I look at how they played against Alabama. That game was close early, and Alabama has a lot of good athletes. And just the way they just dismantled them, it lets you know that this team is on a mission. And but in saying all that, Duke and, you know, Villanova, Kentucky Clinic, you know, really well. But I just think they just take that one bad game, you know, as well as I've been there before. We had four really good games, you know, blowing teams out by 25, 30. And then we had that one bad game. And that was the game, you know, that we were thinking, like, gosh, you know, maybe, you know, we had that game behind us, but you didn't see that game coming, you know. It's guys miss a shot, turn the ball over, or that team could be really hot. They could just make shots, you know, and they could just be their night.
Yeah, man. You know, I well said, Tony. And I got to ask you, in the South there, you know, we got, you know, Kentucky and Kansas State. I got to ask you, man, what do you break it down, man. Kentucky, are you surprised by the run? Being that there's such a young squad, a lot of young cats on that team, are you surprised by this run?
I think I'm more surprised by this run than probably any of the other runs that his young teams have had. I think the four-game losing streak and, you know, just not really having the depth that they've had before. You know, he doesn't really have that 8th, 9th, and 10th guy, you know, other than the 2015 team, which he was loaded with. But I just think, you know, this team really just grew up in front of our eyes. You know, I look at how Shea Alexander has played. You know, he's played himself into a lottery pick and, you know, Hamadou had a really good game, winning and shooting lights out outside. And I like Knox. Knox is really good on the baseline. And T.J. Washington, you know, he's played really he's played better than advertised, you know, and he's gotten better. But they have established like him on the low block. So they're getting stuff on the low block, they're getting stuff off pin downs, and also getting stuff off the flex cut, and it allows every player to touch the ball. Now, what's not getting talked about is the way they're playing defense, you know. So even when Buffalo played them, they were talking, they talked a little trash. And,
right.
But the one thing I could say about Coach Cal's team is that he preaches defense before offense. So his team was always going to play good defense because that's what he emphasizes is so much at the beginning of the year. That once I get these guys to buy in, because once you're taking guys from high school and trying to get them to play collegiate defense, it's a transition. It takes time to get acclimated. So when you're the top player on your team in high school, you're probably not playing that, you know, playing great defense. You know, you're just really scoring. But, you know, when you go to a Coach Cal team or Coach K or Izzo, some of these high-level coaches, you know, defense is a requirement. If you're not playing defense, you're not going to get on the court. So it takes younger guys a little bit longer to buy into that, and I can see right now that those guys are, you know, they're really talking, they're communicating a lot more, and then it's just ready to be in their stance, you know, just knowing that, okay, we get stops, we get out in transition, and that's our best offense.
Real quick, I want to ask you on this thing. You just mentioned about young guys and playing, and you know, playing in college at a D1 level, a high level, with a guy like Calipari, who's a great coach. Let me ask you something, just real quick. In your opinion, Tony, I've heard this a lot about a lot of different college athletes in different sports. Do you think there's the biggest jump? A lot of people say, and I don't know if you agree with this, from freshman year to sophomore year.
It is. I think, you know, when you're going into your sophomore year, you want to already be thinking kind of like a sophomore. But I think that for me, the biggest transition was going from high school and just, you know, just the speed of the game, just the different defensive principles, offensively, you know, it wasn't run through me. You're moving without the ball, setting screens, and you know, there's so many nuances to the game that I think as a high school player I missed out on. And just having Coach Dottino just taught me so much about the game.
Right.
And, you know, he really – when I told people, like, how my game excelled, it excelled because of, you know, just having a guy, a coach that taught individual instruction, which is something that I think this youth is missing out on, just the individual part of shooting, passing, dribbling, setting screens, playing without the ball, and playing defense, weak side defense, and understanding how the game is played. And then it's about your athletic ability, which everyone's going to have that on the collegiate and, you know, on the high school level. So how do you separate yourself? It's about the mental aspect of it, just being in better shape and mental toughness. So when it takes kids time to figure that out, you know, then that's when they really take their game
right,
to the
right.
level. And I think that's what Coach Cal players have done really well, you know, from the time I was on his coaching staff and just seeing how, you know, those guys got better the second part of the season. And you want to peak in February. You know, I don't care how good you're playing or who,
sure,
what opponents
yeah.
you're playing in November, December. You know, you want to be playing your best ball in February. So he's kind of – he has a system in place where it works out, just having the right guys just buy in. And, you know, if you're not buying in, you're going straight to the bench. So,
right.
you know, when you're a college coach, you can control players by playing time. That's how you get their attention.
Hey, Tony, let's step away from the tournament just for a second. Do you think Penny Hardaway is a good hire at Memphis?
I'm going to tell you this. I am a huge fan of Penny, and mainly because, you know, Penny was my host when I went to Memphis, and I actually played AAU basketball with the same program that he played with in Memphis, and I played with his first cousin, LaMarcus Golden. And, you know, and Penny Grind, you know, people don't talk about, you know, where Penny started that, you know, even him having an AAU program, Penny took over a middle school team that just, you know, his best friend was dying of cancer. And he just went in and said, hey, you know, I got you. I'm going to take care of you and I'm going to take care of your boys. So he started with the middle school. Then he goes to the high school and, you know, does exceptionally well there. But I just think someone that loves Memphis, never really left him, even as he played in Orlando, Phoenix, and all these different places. Memphis was always home for him, you know, and he always was a homegrown guy that, you know, he was, I called him the mayor of Memphis. I remember going out, I'm like, man, you know, almost, you know, Memphis was probably my third school of choice, but just hanging out with Penny, and then I got a chance to play with him in the summer league, and I was like, man, I had already signed with Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great time for me to just, you know, have played with him, and just his knowledge of the game, having a IQ that was, at that time, you know, people wasn't talking about IQs as much, but he just had a great feel for the game. I think it's going to take time, and a
right.
lot of it is hiring the right staff, putting the right people around you, and then being able to learn, you know, the college level, because high school and college, you know, you got to recruit, and not only recruit in Memphis, you got to recruit nationally, and some of those players are going to turn you down. You know,
right.
They're going
right.
to
Well, that's going to happen. That's the nature of the beast, right? Because these kids do have options. Hey, Tony, let me ask you real quick. So we got like a minute left, dude. Real quick, man. Tell me, man. Tell us. I should tell the audience about the Tony Delk Basketball Academy. I'm interested. What's going on with that?
Well, you know what? You have to go to TL Delk Enterprises, and that's where I have my wine that I'm selling. I have a book that's coming out in a month.
Nice.
And what the Tony Delk Basketball Academy is doing is what I talked about earlier. I'm making sure that I teach the kids the basic skills and the fundamentals of the game. We're doing defensive drills, a lot of passing, a lot of moving without the ball, setting screens, rebounding the ball, you know, just pivot foot, you know, just things that I think would help kids as they start playing organized basketball. So I think it's something that made a difference in my game. And like nice. I said earlier, at Kentucky, I did it for 4 years, individual instruction every morning, three or four days a week. And it really helped me in practice, really just work on my game. So just trying to get kids ready for organized basketball.
That's cool, man.
You know, middle school or
AAU. Awesome. Well, that's great, Tony. Listen, man, we appreciate it. And good luck with the Tony Delk Basketball Academy. Thanks for coming on. We got to do it again, man.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.